hello there, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. This is your show where we take a fresh look at ourselves and the world around us, and we do that with your takes, your lived experiences, your calls. So we introduce the topic, and then you take it away. You've been doing it for 6+ years. The plus is a couple days, Jerry, actually. 6+ a couple days.
Yeah, plus 8 days to be exact. Well, not eight shows. We had a weekend in there.
That's right. Did I catch you humming our little jingle at the start of the show?
Oh, you probably did, yeah.
Wow, it's a catchy little
tune. It kind of gets stuck in my head throughout the day sometimes, too. Yeah.
It sure does. Well, we are going to ask you to please call in. We want to thank you so very much for supporting the show. Do you get the picture? We're talking about please and thank you. When was the last time you said thank you for those wonderful acts of service that you received that made your life so much easier? Maybe somebody opened the door for you, or somebody cleaned up the restroom at a public place, right? Or somebody picked up garbage on the ground and threw it away for you. Did you say thank you? How about when you were asking for something or you requested something? Did you say please? We're talking about those gestures today, please and thank you. And when was the last time you said those words, and were they heartfelt? Were you quick to say them? Do you think they leave an impact on people? That's what we're asking today on Take Two. So please weigh in. Here's the number, 833-288-3986.
Yeah, I'm glad you put heartfelt in there, because we can say thank you so very quickly and rapidly, and it just sort of, the words just sort of flow out of our mouths, and we don't always think about what we're saying. But that's what we're asking you today here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. When was the last time you really truly said a heartfelt thank you? And I was thinking about this topic, as usually I do and you do, Debbie, during the night and in the morning, and as I was driving home from Mass this morning. And what I usually do on my drive home is I am really trying to intentionally thank Jesus from my heart. So I was saying thank you over and over again. I have to leave right after communion. I mentioned that before, because the Mass is at 8 o'clock, gets done about 8:30, 8:35. I've got a short drive home, got to get ready for the program. So I usually do my post communion Thanksgiving as I'm driving home. So that was, for me, this show really hit home for me today as I was driving home, thanking Jesus for the gift of himself in the Eucharist.
That is so beautiful. I'm really big on it, Jerry. I shared yesterday that with my boys, my two sons, I was very big on sharing with them that a please and a thank you goes a long way. It leaves an impact. And it's interesting because we still kind of live in the same town that we raise the kids, right? And sometimes I'll meet up with people that I haven't seen in a long time, old neighbors and stuff, and they'll say, you know, there's one thing I got to say about your kids. They were so polite. And I love that. And my boys still do that. They're very quick to say please, and super fast to say that what you're talking about, Jerry, that real sincere, you know, thank you. And I think it's very important. And what, like you were sharing, in a devotional sense of thanking God, and how incredible is that? I think it changes us when we can use those words freely and often. So I thought it would be an interesting topic if we could discuss it and see what others think about this. So please weigh in. You do not have to be Catholic to call in. If you're listening right now, you hear the sound of our voices, we consider you part of the family. 833-288-3986.
Talking about heartfelt, genuine thank yous today on the program. You can call from outside of North America as well. It's 1-205-271-2985. If you are watching the video stream on the EWTN Catholic Radio Facebook or YouTube channels, we are waving at you there. A good day to you. You can post your comments there, and our social media manager, Jeff Burson, will get those to us. You can email take2@ewtn.com, post on the show website, take2show.com, and you can also text the letters EWTN to 55000, wait for a response, and put in your comments there, and there may be a small data rate depending on your plan, but lots of ways for you to participate in today's show.
So call in and share with us if you. When was the last time you said a real sincere thank you for something that was provided for you that made your life a little bit better, a little easier, right? 833-288-3986. Jerry, you know this about me because we travel a lot for pledge drives and other fundraising events for Catholic Radio. And I'm very big on thanking the restroom attendants. Because I think it's a very hard job. I think people can be really messy, and they are so good about it, and they make our lives easier. You know, we're in airports, and we go into that restroom after a long flight, right? And there, it's all clean and sparkly, and you know, the sink is clean, and the restroom stalls are clean, and that takes a lot. And that makes our lives a lot easier, I think. And I always take the time to find those fine folks, and I thank them. And sometimes they're a little bit shocked that I would you know, kind of find them, and they're a little startled at first, and then they really just have this beaming smile, and they say, "You're welcome. You're mm-hmm. very welcome."
Mm-hmm. 833-288-EWTN 833-288-3986. Share your experience of saying a real, genuine, deeply felt thank you to someone else. I actually had an opportunity yesterday, as a matter of fact. I tend to do a lot of commerce online, and that means that the UPS driver is popping by the house on a somewhat regular basis. And I'm almost thinking he's probably going, this guy has just got an addiction to online shopping or something. But it's just, I find it easy to, you know, buy some certain clothes items and things like that. So anyway, as he was leaving yesterday, I said, thank you. And he says, you're welcome. And you know, what I thought I'm going to do, I'm going to show my thanks. I'm going to give him a gift card at Christmas. You know, and that's maybe how a lot of people show their thank you, Debbie, is by giving those who do services for them around the house, you know, UPS drivers, people in restaurants, you know, their waiters and waitresses who are very, very nice to them. So yeah, there are a lot more ways to say thank you than just words, I think.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. To go out of your way, that little extra special gift, or know that you took the time to really acknowledge them and you appreciate them. See, people want to be valued. They want to be appreciated. And it's a healthy thing. It's not a prideful thing, folks. It's very healthy. And it's good that we do that, especially as Catholic Christians. So let's talk about it. Please weigh in on this. We got a couple open phone lines, 833-288-3986. This is your show, Take Two, with Jerry and Debbie and you. So please call us.
Well, the show is always better when you are with us. Thanks for tuning in. It's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN. A lot of phone calls, people weighing in on this topic about genuine, heartfelt thank yous. When was the last time you said one to somebody or showed one to somebody, or do you do it on a regular basis? And what are your thoughts on all of this? 833-288-3986. Write to your calls after I tell you about an amazing, beautiful item that is now available in the EWTN religious catalog. Pay close attention because you may want to get one of these or some for your loved ones as well. It's a Saint Benedict rosary with medals, okay? A Saint Benedict rosary with medals. It's beautifully designed from the Monastero di San Benedetto. I hope I said that right. The Monastery of Saint Benedict in Italy. It is exquisitely and uniquely made. It has 5 different shades of 6-millimeter facet cut glass beads. They are clear, smoke, gold, amber, and black. Separating each of the 5 decades is a 1/2-inch brass jubilee medal of Saint Benedict with a larger 3/4-inch version as the center. And the crucifix is also made of brass and features the Saint Benedict medal. The clarity and detail of this crucifix and medals is one of the highest quality. So I encourage you to get one. Each rosary actually measures 19.5 inches when laid flat and comes packaged in a sturdy gift box. So they're available now at the EWTN Religious Catalog, which is EWTNRC.com, where you get free standard shipping in continental United States for orders $75 or more. Just use the code FREE at checkout at EWTNRC.com.
Okay. We're going to go right to the phones, talking about saying please and thank you, all those wonderful, kind gestures of showing your gratitude, your appreciation for things. Let's talk about it. Let's have a very good discussion. Let's walk away a little bit changed. We hopefully we'll grow a little. Maybe we'll get a little closer to God. That's what Take Two is all about. So Tina is up first in Buffalo, New York, listening on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Tina. Welcome to Take Two.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Go right ahead.
So, as soon as I heard the topic, I started shaking. I get so annoyed in the grocery store when, I mean, what was the first thing we teach our kids, Debbie, right? Please and thank you. You know, that's mm-hmm. first
that's
thing.
Right.
And I'm in the grocery store, and people, like, walk in front of you, reach in front of me, and never say, excuse me, or I'm just floored by it. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. I'm like, just common sense, decency. And then you mentioned restaurants. I've been a restaurant worker for 35 years. There's nothing worse than someone who you set their drink down in front of them or their plate and they say nothing. I'm like, oh, you're welcome. You know, just mm-hmm. to make people like, oh, yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
We did, when COVID first hit at the restaurant, we fed hundreds and hundreds of seniors every day for nothing. We drove their meals to their home, and my mailbox was flooded with actual thank you cards. And those are rare these days. You know, I had hundreds of mail. I was crying over them every day. And I want to bring those thank you cards back. People don't write thank yous enough for what people do. You know, that generation, I'm like, we got to do this because it's just so, you're exactly right. When someone does something for you, thank you, you know, just be polite.
Mm-hmm. It goes a long way. I totally can relate, Tina. I was in the hospitality industry for many, many years, and I know exactly that feeling that you're talking about, where you go out of your way to serve somebody, and they don't even give you the time of day. They don't even acknowledge really your presence.
Get
it's really
it, really huh? That's how you talk to me. Get me
right. Right.
Get me some more bread.
Yeah, it's true. And I used to share, I was a manager for many years, and I would share with the whole team. We would have those, you know, morning meetings, right, before we started our shift. And I would share with them, please, you know, you want to have the just be gracious, be kind, you know, model it. And, you know, and they were so good about it. And they would go overboard, and they started to really, you know, help the patrons. They really did. They helped the folks that were dining to understand that we are human beings to, you know, in service to each other, especially in that kind of industry, right? And we do deserve the dignity and respect and the appreciation for our work. And so I think I think folks need to be sometimes re-educated in that area, because, like, I'll give you an example. My husband growing up, his family is not super big on quickly saying thank you and quickly saying please, although he thinks it, because I'll say, did you just say thank you? And he goes, yeah. And I'll say, well, I didn't hear anything. And he'll go, it was in my head. So I think sometimes people think it, but they don't know it. They don't feel comfortable, or they don't say it readily, that it comes easily to them. You know what I'm saying, Tina? So I don't know necessarily if it's a rude factor or if people just aren't in that good habit. What do you think, Jerry?
Well, I would agree with probably a combination of both, but I think Tina, or you, one of you two made the comment, people kind of reach around you and cut in front of you like you're not even there, and I would take that and run with it and say, you know, in a sense, people really don't realize there are other people in the world sometimes. I think we live in a what do you think, Tina? I mean, we live in a culture where, you know, people are pretty self-absorbed, and maybe it's not them being rude, it's just simply their whole life society, culture is teaching us to be, you know, self, and not other-centered or other-oriented. So I think that's part of the problem, too.
Yeah, you could be right, you know, but depending on my mood, it may be not very Christian-like, but I do say, oh, excuse me, like right. I'm in your way, you know?
Yeah.
but let me just tell you one other thing. Mother's Day this year, you guys, the restaurant was open, and we got a card in the mail the next day from a customer who brought her mother. It was a thank you note for working on this day so she could celebrate it. It was like the best thing I ever got, you know?
Wow.
And,
that's sweet.
And I put it on our Instagram and Facebook post so that people would know, you know, that this is appreciated, you know?
Right, right. Well, Tina, this is why when we posted for the show on our website, take2show.com, that's why we said a thank you goes a long way. Right? It has an impact on people. And we need more of that. Jerry and I are always saying we need more kindness in the world. We need more gratitude. We need more of that because it goes a long way. And you just proved that with that example.
Yep. Well, I'll let you get to your next caller. But Debbie, I do want to tell you, I think it was last year or 2 years ago. It's probably 2 years ago now. You were in Buffalo for the on-air appeal. And I called and made a pledge, and I said, tell Debbie to come to Libro's restaurant for lunch or dinner, and we'll buy her dinner. I don't know if you ever got the message, but I never saw you there.
Oh, I didn't, and I would have. You know me if you've listened to the show. I love going out and eating. Oh, Tina, if I'm back in Buffalo, I will definitely do that. Would you drop us an email and give me the name of the restaurant? And if we're in Buffalo, we will come to the restaurant.
Absolutely. All right. Have a good day,
thank you guys. Thanks,
Tina. Thank you so much. And thank you for making a pledge to the Station of the Cross. That is so sweet of you. Thank you.
Yeah.
My pleasure. Thank you.
833-288-3986. How do you feel about making heartfelt thank you shows of appreciation? And can you remember the last time you did that? I mean, really, really deeply from your heart. 833-288-3986. Let's go to Annunciation Radio. Elise is listening in on Annunciation Radio, and we welcome Elise to the program. Hi there.
Hi, can you hear me all right?
Yeah, just fine.
Great. Well, I've called you recently and talked about a situation at my workplace that you prayed for and that turned out beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted, as soon as I heard your topic, I heard about it yesterday. I knew I had to call today because I just wanted to share a little bit more of what happened. And that was the answer to your prayers. So I'm saying thank you to you guys again as well for the prayers.
This is so cool.
Yeah. So, yes, there is a situation at work that I was very grateful for. And I thought of it immediately. I have a cat. I'm single, and I have this cat that I love, my only housemate, and he got really deathly sick, and I was devastated. And the vet gave me a choice between a surgery that was so expensive, I really didn't know if it was financially responsible for me to do it, or letting him go. And this news all came to me while I was at work. And I was, you know, crying, and people saw it and asked me if I was all right. And actually, my boss, who is kind of known for being a tough guy, he's like kind of hard to work with sometimes. He's very strict and just has really high standards, but he's a good guy. He came by and asked me how my cat was. And when I told him what was going on, he just looked me dead in the eye and said, "You have to do the surgery. Just think about how it would feel in your heart if you didn't." He's a big animal lover. And he said, "If you need me to, I will cover half of it for you."
Wow.
And I just stood there dumbfounded, like, what? And my heart just, you know, filled with, like, joy, but also just disbelief at what he was saying, because he's never, you know, said anything like that. And I thought about it overnight, and the next day I decided, you know, even if he didn't offer that, I just have to do the surgery, even if it gives a big hit to my bank account. And so I just went into work, and this boss met me at the door, and he said, "I'm going to hand you $500 today to do this. If you want to pay me back eventually, you can, but please don't feel like you have to. I just want you to be able to do this, because I know how important cats are," because he has cats as well. And I was floored, and I just literally spent the whole rest of the day just blinking back tears of happiness. And I kept telling him, you know, thank you, thank you. I kept telling him, I don't feel like I'm expressing this well enough. I don't know if you know how much this means to me, but thank you so much. And he kept saying, "You're expressing it very well. Don't worry about it." But just the whole day, I felt just like I was on cloud nine. And the surgery went really well. My cat came through beautifully. And so it was just like such a God thing, because I could see God working not only in my life and my cat's life, but also in this man's life. I've prayed for him before and, you know, had some struggles maybe with our different working styles on the job. But this just was like, I don't know, it was just straight from God. And then exactly a week later, there was another big incident where it was an unfair situation on the job where it looked like I was going to be losing the position that I have at the job, not necessarily the job, but the actual position, which I absolutely love. And this made me feel just how much I loved my job. It really brought it home to me. Like, I love this position. I don't want to lose it, but it looked like there was no way out. And it was a very unfair situation. And I felt completely shut down. Like, I couldn't say anything or do anything. Like, this was already in motion. There's nothing you can do. And I was really devastated. I actually had a sleepless night over it. And then then this same boss came through for me so strong and said, I'm going to stand up for you. I'm going to go into a meeting with the other managers and make sure the right thing happens here, because you deserve to keep this position and this is not right how it's being handled. And again, I could not express, I can't even express it now as I tell the story, like how much it meant to me and how much it transformed how I felt about this boss, about all my coworkers, and about just the job in general. And it's so much an answer to prayer that I know that your prayers were involved. I had a lot of other friends praying, but, you know, it was within a week, these two things happened and completely transformed how I feel about my work and the people I work with. And I'm so grateful that all I can think to do is I told God, you know, what can I do to pay you back? And the two things I'm doing, I told you I'm going on a retreat, but I'm also just praying for this boss in particular, because I can see, you know, he is a believer of sorts, but I can just see that God's really working in his life for some unknown reason. And I'm praying for his soul every single day because of this. And so that's my story.
Yeah, well, Elise, this is like you said, you've called in before, and this is beautiful. We thank you for kind of keeping us you know, up to date on all of this, and you really kind of went to a thought that I was going to say, and that is, you know, God really is at work, it sounds like, in this man's life. We can't see what's going on spiritually in people's lives and so forth. But, you know, you sound like somebody who your work ethic, I'm going to guess, also helped to bring him to this place. He looked at you as someone, you were dedicated, you were loyal, you were hardworking.
Yeah.
You had these little differences with him, but they didn't cause any kind of a major issue. You just continue to do your work and do it very, very well. So, you know, you said, you know, maybe he didn't seem to know how much it meant to you. I think he did know how much this meant to you. Otherwise, he would not have done that. So I think, yeah, God's grace is absolutely at work here, but grace builds on nature. There's a theological saying, at least, grace builds on nature. What that means is God's grace, as we, on the natural level, strive for virtue and holiness and healthy relationships and all of that, then God's grace can come in on top of that and really strengthen all of those things. So, Debbie, what do you think?
That was beautifully said. I was thinking the same thing. Grace builds on nature, Elise. And thank you so much for the praise report. That just brought tears to my eyes. I think it's wonderful. You and this fine gentleman that you work with are always going to be bonded over this. And I think that is wonderful. He stepped up. You showed your gratitude. You're praying for him. This is going to have eternal effects. And that's the beauty of it. The one thing I just wanted to say as you were talking, Elise, because we talk a lot about it in life coaching. Jerry and I have this wonderful life coaching ministry that we get to be a part of. And we talk about this a lot. When people do wonderful things for us, like this man did for you and with the cat surgery and everything, and showing that he cared, right, which was so important. Sometimes we feel this desire, this need or this urge to give a gift back. Well, the best gift we can give is the gift of prayer. That's the best gift we can give. So, Elise, thank you so much for sharing your story today. God bless you. You're a beautiful soul. Keep calling. Keep praying. That's what it's all about. This is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, and we'll be right back.
So nice to have you with us on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. and you, the Take-Two family, a lot of calls we have waiting. We're going to get to all of them, hopefully, God willing, on the program as we talk about the importance of those heartfelt thank yous. And we mentioned you, the Take-Two family. We also have the Take-Two show team, without whom we could not do the show either. Rich Jesse is screening calls. Michael Birchfield is our producer, and handling social media on Facebook and YouTube is Jeff Burson. So our hats off to those three gentlemen and all of the other EWTN staff who jump in and fill in when needed. This show would not be anything at all without them and without you. So we're going to go back to your calls. Mary in Wichita, listening on the iCatholic Radio app. Hello, Mary. Welcome to Take Two.
Hello. Good to talk to you. I listen to you almost every day.
Oh, thank you. You're so kind.
What I have to add here, you've mentioned please and thank you, but what about your welcome? To me, if you don't hear you're welcome, it's not complete, and you wonder, did they really appreciate? You know? It's just incomplete without your welcome.
So when somebody says thank you, to have that you're welcome, that it kind of completes the full gesture, right, Mary? That's where you're going with this, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I want to share something with you. I shared this a little bit earlier that Jerry and I are in life coaching ministry, and it's interesting that you bring this up, Mary, because sometimes people have a difficult time saying you're welcome. It's very interesting. So if you do have a difficult time, if it doesn't come out easily for people to say you're welcome for some reason, because sounding like maybe that is too much to add or just doesn't feel right, how about say something like, you know, my pleasure, or, you know, have a great day, or, you know, finish with something that completes the gesture that you, and it goes along with what you're saying, Mary. But it some people do have a little bit of difficulty saying the words, you're welcome. I don't really know the psychology behind that. We'd probably have to ask, Dr. Greg Popchek or Dr. Ray Guarendi, but that's interesting. Did you know that, Jerry, that some folks have difficulty saying you're welcome?
Yeah, I imagine so. I think a lot of people probably have difficulty saying thank you as well.
They do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do. So what do you think is the best way we could kind of, I don't know, teach people to say it comfortably, Mary?
I just try to make a point myself that if they say thank you to me, I make a very strong point of saying you're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Because
gotcha.
What you do, people will maybe eventually pick up and do.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
Right, just right, modeling. Modeling, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I agree with what you said, Debbie. You know, there are a lot of ways to say you're welcome. You could say, no problem, my pleasure, happy to do it, anytime. I think it can depend a little bit on the context. You know, if you're at home around your spouse or something, maybe it could be more like a, you know, if one says thank you, one could say, uh-huh, you know, or yeah, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. Maybe not so much a formal, but... You know, I don't know. I'm glad you called about this, Mary, because and the way you said, you know, it's kind of like the exchange is not complete, you know, until one has said thank you and one has said you're welcome. So I think you brought up a good point, Mary.
Okay. Let's get to another call. People want
God bless.
To tell story.
And
thank you
for listening to us, Mary. You're so sweet, and you have a beautiful name. You know that, right?
Oh, yes, I do. Oh, yes, I do.
You're blessed. You're blessed.
Okay. Have a great day,
Mary. Have a great day.
You know what?
Yeah.
I have a tough time with sometimes, and that
Tell
is
me.
not face-to-face in-person thank yous, but text exchanges. You know, if somebody says thank you, where I'm going with this is I'm often wondering, do I need to say one more thing, you know, or is it done? Mm-hmm. You say thank you, somebody says right. You're welcome, and then do I need to text a, you know, really appreciate that, and then they say, "Oh, hey, it's my pleasure." You know, you're always wondering, "Do I owe one more text in the other?"
Right.
Do you feel that way sometimes?
All the time, I do that with emails. I do it with text messaging. Mm-hmm. My husband will say, "We were done like 10 minutes ago." I'm constantly adding. Yeah, you're right, because you don't really know what the proper protocol is, right?
Mm-hmm.
If when you're
mm-hmm.
finished, you don't want to sound rude like you just walked away from your cell phone, right?
Yeah, let it drop or something, you know.
That's why we started those Bitmojis. Jerry and I were so bored one time traveling. We had some time off and we created these Bitmojis and we started going crazy back and forth texting each other. I think we used up so many. Didn't you have to increase your plan, your cell phone plan?
I might have.
Did.
Yeah.
It was horrible. And then he says to me, "Thanks a lot. This is costing me a lot of money." So that wasn't a good thank you. That was like, "Thanks a lot."
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to Dottie next, and Dottie's in New Mexico listening on EWTN.com. Hi, Dottie. Thanks for waiting and welcome.
Hi. I'm an 84-year-old lady who uses a cane, and I've had recently moved to New Mexico from Colorado to be with my daughter, but I've had so many times when I could thank people that I started making a list of all the nice people in New Mexico who have done things for me. But I wanted to just really quickly share a couple of them that really stood out. February and March, I went to a Walgreens to get my vaccination for COVID, and there was a regular line of us, and every so often they had chairs, but not enough for everyone to sit on a chair, and fortunately I got in line and sat on a chair. Well, the man in front of me who was standing, every time the line moved forward, he came back and moved my chair forward for him. For me. And of course, I thanked him over and over, and he usually just smiled. He didn't say anything else. But to me, that was just standing out. And then there was one other time that my daughter and I went to eat at a place where you go in and order your food, and then they call you when it's ready. But there were no seats on the inside at that point. And so we took a table out in front, but it was pretty cold out there. We were bundled up. And while we were sitting there, just very shortly, a lady came out from inside, and she said, "Some people are just leaving the table right now. Don't you want to come in?" And so, of course, we did, and I thanked her for getting us out of the cold. We would have never known they were leaving otherwise. So I just wanted to share that there's so many nice people and so many ways to say thank you.
Wow, Dottie, that is beautiful. Both stories, actually, in particular the one about the gentleman who kept advancing your chair for you. There really are good, kind, thoughtful, generous people in the world today. Sometimes we get a little bit, we kind of lose track of that a little bit because of some of the other behaviors that people exhibit, but it's really a beautiful thing when you see these kinds of gestures. And Dottie, it's beautiful. You make a list of people who have helped you to thank them. I think it's just a beautiful testimony, Debbie. What do you think?
I completely agree. And just by you voicing and expressing the gratitude you have in your heart, Dottie, for these strangers, really, that showed kindness, you just have to imagine that, you know, they're being blessed by that, because God, you know, God is love. And when we acknowledge goodness and we pass on goodness, right? That's all part of love. That's the exchange of love. And it's a beautiful thing. And so, Dottie, thank you so much for sharing today. And I think we all needed to hear your call, and it's just beautiful. And God bless you for waiting so long to get onto the show. We so appreciate it. I love the state of New Mexico, Dottie. You live in a beautiful slice of heaven in the country.
I love it too. Well, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for taking the time to call. Talking today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie about when the last time was that you said thank you really, really from your heart. Do you do that all the time? Do you find that some people don't? Some people kind of gloss over the words or actions of gratitude. What are your thoughts on this topic? 833-288-3986. Okay.
Are we going back to the phones or
sure.
Social media? Okay. Edna?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm. Edna in Fort Collins, Colorado, listening on Catholic Radio Network. Hi, Edna. Welcome.
Hello. Hello. God bless you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bless
you too.
I will try to be very quick. I just wanted to say I'm 70, going to be 77, and I was raised that as much as you need to give to people, you also need to have the grace to say thank you and just let things lie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
absolutely.
And not push it. And what I wanted to say was I was at the grocery store a couple days ago, and I came up in front of the cashier and with a young lady standing in front of me. I reached in my purse to pay for my items, and the young gal and said, "Oh, dear, I've forgotten my wallet. I don't have it with me. I'm going to have to put these things back." The young lady said, don't worry about it. I've already paid for this." And I said, "Well, what do you mean you paid for it?" And she said, "Well, I've already paid for it. God put it on my heart that I needed to pay for the next person that came up." And she says, "It's kind of funny that in the meantime, you have forgotten your wallet." So I thanked her profusely and said I was going to started to put an item back, said, "I really don't need this. I think, thank you, but I really don't need this item." And she goes, "Oh, no, you go ahead and get it." Mm-hmm. And the young cashier reached into his wallet and pulled out the money to pay. Cashier said, "You don't have quite enough money, ma'am, to pay for that." And he reached into his wallet and paid for the other item. Mm-hmm. I told them I would put them in my prayers and my rosary. Mm-hmm. The young lady said, "I need all the prayers that I can get. I'm a drug addict and an alcoholic." And I followed her out and told her I would pay it back. And then I raced back to the store to pay the cashier, but he was already gone. But it was bizarre is what it was. So I need to have you put a young lady by the name of Heather and a young man by the name of Tommy in your prayers.
Okay. We got them in the book, Edna. You know, the Holy Spirit works in just miraculous, mysterious ways. You know, people show up at the right time, people respond yes at the right time, and, you know, things happen, and it does, doesn't it feel kind of a little bizarre, like it's very surreal, like you're watching it, and you're experiencing it, and you're saying, "Is this for real? Am I really taking part in this?" But, you know, that's again, love in action. And it's so beautiful, Edna, what your story, I wish we could have more of that, because when I turn on the news every day, all I see is people, you know, beating up one another and, you know, shooting out and hurting people in cars and stuff. It's terrible. We need to hear more stories like yours, Edna, because that gives people, I believe anyway, when we hear more stories like this, real life stories, it increases, it expands, it continues.
And there are those people out there, but people don't. Mm-hmm. You just hear the bad. You don't hear the good, but there are good people out there. And our Lord has always stepped in for me during my entire life. So every time I've ever needed Him and Our Lady, they've been there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I share what Debbie said. You know, love begets love. And all it takes sometimes is one person showing an act of love to set in motion this whole chain of things that are completely unexpected, but very, very beautiful at the same time. And Edna, we thank you for sharing this story with us today, because Debbie, I know you want to say something, but I know this is this. You know, this is going to give people, a lot of people, ideas of little things they can do to help, you know, say thank you to others and show love toward others. Debbie, go ahead.
Real quickly, I just want to say, Edna, we just got a text message from Gigi. She's our facilitator for our Inspired by Faith book club. They're already praying for Heather and Tommy. I think you said it's Heather and Tommy, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, they're already praying. You see, this all is in motion. And this is what God wants. He wants the mystical body of Christ to stay together, stay connected, and to keep helping one another, supporting one another. And so, Edna, thank you so much for the call. You really graced this conversation today.
Well, thank you very much. And I do really feel in my heart that these people needed special prayers. So it was for a purpose.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. No question about that. And you were the one that God, you were the angel, Edna, that God put right there in that situation. So thanks for thanks for being sensitive to the promptings of the Holy Spirit when they came to you. And we appreciate your call to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie very much. And please do keep listening and call the show again sometime, okay?
My prayers, and God bless you both.
All right, God bless you too,
Edna. Thank you. Beyond Damascus. May I just mention that? Saturday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. This is where young Catholic adults share their stories of life within the Catholic Church and the blessings the faith brings. So Beyond Damascus, you got to check this out, folks. Saturday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
Okay, let's sneak in a couple of social media comments. We are on Facebook and YouTube, the EWTN Catholic Radio pages. And watching on YouTube is Lulu, who says, I feel like people want to force you to say you're welcome, and they'll even say thank you again just to hear you say you're welcome. So she says those are awkward moments that she doesn't particularly like. And on Facebook, Brian says, with regard to thank you, I say it every time, no matter if I like it or not. I don't know how to deal with people using please, because they know I will help, and even if I know they're going to use me. Oh, okay.
Sometimes please and thank you are just used. How was Brian saying that? Say that again.
Yeah, I didn't quite fully understand that, but.
Okay, that's interesting though, Brian. You know, well, let me share this. I do know that sometimes people say please and thank you sarcastically, and that really is irritating. Do you think so? Like when somebody, you ever see when someone gets like angry and they'll say, please, you know, and they'll have that tone, they change their tone and you're like, ooh, this person's not happy.
Right.
What do you think about that, Jerry? I think you just got to be sincere with please and thank you.
Yeah. And people can tell when you're sincere and when you're being a little bit sarcastic or rude. Absolutely. I agree with that completely. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay, back to your calls. We're going to Al in Brooklyn, New York, listening on Sirius XM 130. Welcome to Take Two, Al. How are you?
Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I love to say please and thank you, and I was brought up that way, so I'm sincere when I say it, but I love the people's reaction to a please and thank you. Mm-hmm. And I watch their face, and they're so surprised sometimes that somebody acknowledges what they do, whatever it is. I do a lot of walking in the morning, and I'll walk by somebody, and I'll say good morning, and there's no reaction. So I'll say to myself, that must be a good M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. Yet the people on the boardwalk and the park people keep that beach so clean every single morning. I don't, even if I've said it to the same person 20 times, I'll still say it, and they all love it. They all brighten up. So. It's just people don't realize the power of a please and thank you.
Yes, Al, I so agree with you. That's what I was talking about at the beginning of the show. The surprise look, you said it so beautifully. It's precious when you see them just come alive, their eyes brighten up, they get a smile on their face. You know, sometimes their cheeks get a little red, they get a little blushed. You know, it's just so beautiful. But what I love to do too is when I'm a firm believer in eye contact as well. And so when I say thank you or please, I always try to make a sincere eye contact and connection that way, because I do want to see, I do like the soul to soul connection, and you've tapped into it, Al. I just love that you shared it. I so agree with you, Jerry.
Well, you anticipated my thought. I was going to take a step back from the greeting, the thank you, and the verbal communication to actually the nonverbal communication of just the simple eye contact. You never know what a person is going through, but I'm big on that. I mean, I like to, when I pass even a total stranger or encounter somebody, I like to, you know, look them in the eye and recognize them, their personhood, and greet them in some manner. And a lot of people are uncomfortable with that nowadays. So, and I'm sure there are a lot of reasons for that time wouldn't permit us to get into. And like you said, that'll be probably better one of the doctors anyway.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to say, though, you know, in the last year and a half wearing all the masks, it has forced people to make eye connection. So that's kind of interesting. Anything else, Al, before we let you go? Thank you so much. Great call.
Thank you so much for taking my call. Have a great day.
You too. You too, Al. Thanks.
Thank you. Wow. But haven't you noticed that people do have to look at each other in the eyes because... make eye contact because
of
the masks.
That's all you can see now. Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Yeah.
It's true. you know, pretty covered up. Okay.
Okay, Long Beach, Mississippi is where we go next. Joan listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Joan. Welcome to Take
Hi,
Two.
Hi, Joan.
Hi, good morning, y'all. How are y'all doing?
Good.
Doing well.
How are you?
I'm doing excellent. I just came out of the doctor's office. I had some physical therapy treatment for about an hour, and they put me through torture, but it'll all come out in the end. And so it took me a little while to figure out what the topic is today, and I got one for you I'd like to share. I had an office visit with my oncologist last week, and I had picked up some little virus, bug, flu-type thing, something, days before. So instead of going into the office last week, Tuesday morning, I called and switched the appointment to over the phone. And they said that will work. She'll call you sometime between 4 and 7 o'clock. And I said, okay, great. And her nurse called ahead just to update all the current information on me. And she said okay, the doctor will be calling you in a few minutes. I said, okay, great. So I waited, and I waited, and I waited. And finally, at 6:30-ish, just after 6:30, she calls. And we start the little office visit. She asks me all these questions and how's this, how's that, whatever, and all that. And then I heard a turn signal clicking. I said, Dr. Waller, you're not in your office, are you? She says, no, I'm on my way home, and it's okay. And so we just kind of kept talking and kept talking. I said, you need to get off the phone. You're in traffic. She said, no, it's okay. I'm hands-free cell phone or whatever, phone in the car.
Bluetooth, yeah.
And we talked until she pulled up in her driveway about half an hour later.
Wow.
And she does like to text her patients sometimes. I've heard of that. But I never expected that, and that just made my day, and that was so sweet of her to do that and just keep on talking. And I'm 4 years out from having my surgery as of June 8th of this month, yeah. And I actually, before I went to physical therapy this morning, I drove over to her office over in Biloxi, which is about 40, 45 minutes away, the opposite direction. And took over kind of a celebration cake and thank you to the doctor. Celebration cake for the surgery 4 years ago, and then just a thank you to the doctor. And they were so appreciative. And that was just really so sweet. And I just, you know, I had to say thank you, and they appreciate that, and they thank me, and we just kept saying thank you.
Wow, that's really cool, Joan. I love. Yeah. We have a doctor in my parish who's my doctor as well, and you get his cell phone number. He'll call you, you know, on your cell phone number in between patients, or when he's not at the office or in the hospital or something. And it's just a real blessing to have those relationships. You know, a doctor that, you know, cares that much for you. And it's easy. I can easily see why your gratitude is so great, because, you know, you've been through all this and you've got this doctor who is with you, walking alongside of you on this journey that you've been on, and is willing to call you and talk to you on their way home. I think it's great. Absolutely.
I agree. But Joan, it just goes to show your beautiful heart and the love you have and the gratitude you have in your heart that you went back to the practice and acknowledged them. You know, when you talked about the surgery being 4 years out, and then you shared it with them. You showed how much you care. You know, that again, that just builds. It builds. They care more. It's a beautiful thing. And so, Joan, God bless you. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us today.
Well, thank you, and I did send a thank you note up to my doctor and the nurse practitioner up out of town about a couple hours from north of here, and I got a note back from the nurse practitioner. She said, well, we don't get very many thank yous. We get a lot of complaints, so I know they appreciate that.
And, yeah, absolutely.
You know, you get you find a good doctor, and they got to be special to begin with for the field of the practice that they're in. And we just need to return it to them, I think.
Yeah,
amen.
No question.
We agree, Joan. Yep.
So one quick, just throw this out real quick. Found a T-shirt that I absolutely love, and I'm going to wear it the next time I go see Dr. Wall. because my oncologist does my hair.
I've heard of that one. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to keep a sense of humor, right, Joan?
Absolutely, absolutely. My hair is completely grown back, but I may just shave it when I hit year 5.
Good for you. Well, keep on going, Joan. Many, 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 many happy years. Thank you. We thank you, Joan, and all of the other callers from the depths of our hearts for your calls today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Tomorrow, we are going to be talking about what is the worst advice you've ever given to someone. So we got to reflect deeply on that one for tomorrow, Debbie.
Yeah, not the worst advice you received, the worst advice you gave to somebody else. And how did that make you feel? We're going to talk about that tomorrow on Take Two. Until then, have a beautiful and blessed day. We'll see you real soon. St. Joseph, please pray for us.